Welcome to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa, and today we're talking about fear. Now, here's something that sends a chill down the spine of many.
How you doing, sir?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Not too bad. U.S. Border Patrol checkpoint.
Mm-hmm.
What country is this of?
For years, people passing through Border Patrol checkpoints have answered agents' questions without complaining. Lately, though, some are refusing to answer. Instead, they talk about their rights, quoting everything from American Civil Liberties Union pamphlets to the Constitution. Some even record their checkpoint encounters and post them on YouTube. Debbie Nathan has more.
What's up, man?
How you doing today, sir?
Good.
You a citizen?
That's my business.
Most of these YouTube videos have been put up since 2010. It's easy to find them. Just type the phrase, Border Patrol Checkpoint Refusal.
I'm not answering your question.
If you are a U.S. citizen
or not. I have a Fifth Amendment right not to answer that.
Okay.
The Constitution supersedes your whatever it is.
If you're a U.S. citizen or not.
I need you to answer my question.
Sir.
Hey guy, all you got to do is answer.
Can I ask you a question, sir?
No, you cannot.
The Supreme Court has ruled that the checkpoints are constitutional, and the Border Patrol says it can't allow people to keep agents from doing their jobs or interrupt trade and travel. But according to the Fifth Amendment, you can refuse to state your citizenship at a checkpoint.
I am not answering any questions, no.
I didn't hear you, I'm sorry.
I'm not answering any questions, no.
None at all?
Not without an attorney present.
The challengers span the political spectrum. Some sound like they've got left-wing views. Others, probably most, are right-leaning libertarians. They won't state their citizenship, but it's easy to tell they're Americans by their self-confidence about their civil rights.
I mean, you can keep asking me over and over again, but, you know, I don't have to answer questions. I mean, this isn't Nazi Germany, right?
The protesters tend to be white. Very few have Latino names or looks or accents. That might seem odd. After all, the Southwest is heavy with checkpoints, and the population is heavy with Latinos. People there have complained bitterly about mistreatment by Border Patrol agents. They're often accused of not distinguishing undocumented immigrants and criminals from everyday law-abiding Mexican Americans. Even so, the Latinos on YouTube seem less cheeky and more fearful than the white challengers. Take this recording of a young Latino on a bus at a checkpoint in South Texas.
Because you're not telling us where you were born.
Do I have to tell you where I was born?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Why is that?
Because since the man won't state his citizenship, he's just been ordered off the bus. He's a huge guy, maybe 300 pounds, someone who could throw his weight around, not at the checkpoint. Talking to border agents, he clutches a pocket-sized copy of the Bill of Rights adorned with red, white, and blue stripes. He's trembling.
Well, I don't need to be answering to your question. You know that. Why would I need to prove that here in the sweet state of America? Because
eventually, the man is allowed back on the bus. He inches into his seat, trying to catch his breath. His fear is no surprise.
In a place like Laredo, a checkpoint is as ordinary as checking the mail. It's no big deal. It's part of life.
Guillermo Jimenez should know. He grew up in Laredo, Texas, right on the Mexico line. Border agents abound in Laredo.
They're very much looked upon as these pillars of society.
Guillermo calls himself a libertarian. 2 years ago, he and a Latino friend challenged a checkpoint near Laredo.
Sir, are you a citizen?
I don't have to answer that question, sir.
What's that?
I don't have to answer that question. I'm sorry.
What country are you a citizen of?
Again, I'm sorry. I don't have to answer that question, sir. We just want to go on our way.
I don't want to hold up traffic. I want to freely travel down the road. May I do that?
The agent let Guillermo and his friend go. They were luckier than Omar Figueredo and Nancy Morales.
It was fine. Yeah. I was like, what did I do?
Omar and Nancy are graduate students at Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. Both are dark-skinned, dark-eyed, and dark-haired. She's from South Central Los Angeles, the daughter of immigrants from Oaxaca. He was born just across the border in Matamoros and raised in South Texas. His mother is a U.S. citizen, but she mistakenly thought that Guillermo wasn't. She told him to say he was a citizen when they went through checkpoints.
So I knew that there was something different, right? That I couldn't just be myself.
About 10 years ago, Omar confirmed that he actually was a citizen. Last year, he took Nancy to South Texas to meet his family. They'd been impressed by the checkpoint videos on YouTube. even though they'd noticed that glaring fact about the challengers.
I was like, well, of course, this is easy for them, right? Because they're clearly not, you know, a person of color.
When it came time to leave Texas, Omar and Nancy decided to do their own challenge at a checkpoint at the airport in Brownsville. Omar's mother urged them not to.
She was very scared. We talked about all these feelings that I had been kind of harboring or keeping bottled up, about how it felt to grow up feeling different and not knowing, like, what it meant. I cried, you know, and my mom.
Omar and Nancy went ahead with their challenge.
Hi. Are you a U.S. citizen?
I refuse to answer that question.
You're not going through here.
Let me go through if I'm not under arrest, if I'm not being detained, I have not committed any kind of crime.
The border agents called local police, who arrested Omar, then Nancy, when she protested.
What is the crime? What is the crime? What is the crime? What is the crime? What is the crime?
Omar was put on trial in Brownsville earlier this year for the misdemeanor of blocking a passageway at the airport. His trial ended in a hung jury. He's set for retrial later this month. Nancy is charged with interfering with Omar's arrest and blocking the passageway. She's also headed for court. If they're convicted, they both face possible fines and jail time. Even so, they say they're comfortable with what they did. They just wanted to go home without fearing checkpoints at the border and with their identities intact as Americans and Latinos. For Latino USA, this is Debbie Nathan.